Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Lots of people have already voted, but the campaigns continue in full force.
We're talking about efforts to get out the vote, international affairs, and the happenings in Paducah.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
So we're still celebrating our birthday as we get closer and closer to the election. So thank you so much to everyone who has left us an iTunes review or become a supporter of the show, or my goodness, sent us flowers. That was so kind. And if you still want to celebrate our birthday, you can leave us an iTunes review if you haven't already. It helps people find the show. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or visit Pantsuit Politics Show to become a supporter of the show. We have monthly subscriptions at $5. $10 and $25. You get a free t-shirt at the $10 and $25 level. And the $25 level, we mention your name every time. So thank you so much to everyone who's come a subscriber. And if you'd like to join us and support the show, it helps us cover the monthly cost of running Pantsuit Politics.
And we should also say happy birthday to Dante, our chief creative officer. I think it's appropriate that his birthday falls during our birthday week as a podcast. So happy birthday, Dante.
Well, I texted Dante today and said, "Happy birthday. I got you amazing early voting numbers coming out of Florida and Nevada."
I'm guessing that you're feeling good about that.
I'm feeling real good. I've stopped worrying totally and completely. And because I didn't realize this, I just didn't really sort of understand what happens in, it's Nevada. How do they say it? I always forget.
Oh, you know what? I don't know how they say it.
They say it's, my sister-in-law used to intern for the congresswoman from there. I think it's Nevada. Because I said Nevada. Yeah, it's Nevada. I'm 100% sure. So anyway, I didn't realize this till I was listening to Keeping It 1600. They were talking about, like, in 2012, Obama knew. They'd won Nevada before Election Day. Because the early voting is so – it's such a high percentage of people that vote early. And you can, like, sort of know. And so her numbers are even better than his so far. His numbers were at this point in 2012. And – he was 7 points. He won Nevada by 7 points. So, I mean, it looks like Nevada is very, very good news. There's really great news with Latino voters coming out of Florida. I mean, even if he wins, if she wins Nevada, even if he wins New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Florida, if the like sort of traditionally blue states say blue, he's still not to 270. She's way over 270. So I just,
this is what I've been saying to you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just, I think I was just so focused on the polls that I forget I sort of forgot the gift that keeps on giving, which is the Electoral College. And once I started playing around with the numbers, it's like, forget it, it's done. And like, meanwhile, 538 has gone down to 50-50. I mean, what? I guess because they're just polling, right? They're just, their formula is polling. And so they're not paying attention to these early voting numbers. It seems crazy to me. But like, there's all the scandal today because HuffPo wrote this like super critical, basically calling Nate Silver's a pundit and not a pollster. And like, he's weighing the results. And let me tell you, and Nate Silver's did not take kindly to that. And he was furious. He was sending some very angry tweets, calling people idiots, calling them lazy. Like, he was not happy.
It all gets kind of silly at this point. Chad and I were listening to MSNBC in the car. We were driving to a party today, and we were laughing so hard because they were in North Carolina and Charlotte reporting on early voting. And they have this poor person in the field who's like, and now this is the back of the line for early voting. And I'm going to make my way up and show you the front of the line. It's a very long line. And Chad and I just were like, breaking. There are people. They have organized themselves. I mean, it's just
into
like,
a line.
You know, there's, I think everyone is just so anxious to have something to say about all of this that at this point it gets really, we just need to vote and be done.
I'll tell you what, it's really crazy to me. As a person who's never waited longer than, I don't know, 2.5 minutes to vote in her entire life, these lines people are waiting in are blowing my mind. Like 2 hour. I mean, that's crazy. I've never, ever waited to vote. I'm on this like Hillary like supporter Facebook group. This dude, his absentee ballot to Florida got, I don't know where he lives. His absentee ballot got lost. So he flew to Florida to make the early voting deadline and spent like several $100 and 8 hours of travel just to fly down to Florida, wait in line, vote, and fly back. How about that? How about that enthusiasm gap? What? Isn't that crazy?
The longest I've ever waited was actually to vote in the Kentucky caucus this year.
Oh.
We had a caucus instead of a primary. And so it was held at a church, and it was like a totally different format. And honestly,
but it wasn't like a real caucus. You didn't get to yell at people to come into your corner, did you?
There was not any communication about it at all, and I was horribly disappointed in that. It was basically just going in and filling out a slip of paper. But we waited a long time just with the parking situation. But usually my voting is super easy and well-organized, I have to say. I think they know what they're doing. But I'm sure a lot of that's population size.
Well, and we also had that the federal judge tell them to put the there was a conservative group that had challenged with what they were calling surgical precision black voters in North Carolina, and the federal judge said, then just NAACP sued, and the federal judge was like, nope, put them back on the rolls, this is sketchy as hell. So all kinds of interesting voting things happening.
I don't know what to do about confidence in the process. Can that be fixed state by state, you know, or is it something where we need to kind of get our governors together, maybe to talk, or our secretaries of state together to talk about some best practices and having sort of a national system where your experience state to state is more similar? I don't know, but it seems like we should be doing a little bit.
I think we should all vote by mail. I think it's dumb. Why don't we just vote by mail?
Well, if we're going to vote by mail, why don't we just vote electronically?
That's fine, too. The way we vote is stupid. Personal opinion.
I think there's something really nice about showing up and doing it.
I mean,
it.
I do. I like going to get my sticker, but come on. It's 2016. There's not a better way to do this except for asking people to leave work or get off work, pulling our kids out of school. It's crazy. It probably costs all manner of money.
It does. I still think there's something kind of interesting that should be preserved there, but we've been talking a lot, Chad and I, about early voting and what we think about it. And we both agree that, like, it's completely unrealistic for all of America to go on Tuesday and do this. Mm-hmm. So we don't really have a problem in that regard. It also seems like this is getting stretched way out in a way that's unproductive, at least from a media. I mean, when you have Nate Silver and HuffPo arguing with each other, this has gone on too long. Things need to calm down.
So another thing I really liked that I wanted to mention in 1600, and they were quoting somebody else, but they said that someone called this election, that the election is not, it was really funny at first, though. They intro'd this by saying, they ran against, these are a bunch of Obama guys, and they ran against Hillary, and they always thought, like, the way that the Hillary campaign was always being paranoid about the press, like, they were just like, whatever, like, she's just, they're over-exaggerating, and now they're like, oh my God, they were telling the truth, which I thought was very funny, and totally made me feel better about, after I felt like the Obama people did not take that kind of stuff seriously, but so that part was funny. And they are leading into this to say that some expert they were quoting said, this election is not about the normalization of Donald Trump. It's about the abnormalization of Hillary Clinton. And I thought that was such a good way to put it, like, that this is, you know, they're like, basically, like, she is not perfect and she has things to criticize and she has policy positions you could take issue with. But, like, she's just a politician. Like, there's nothing really that out of the ordinary for her. Like, she's just a plain old boring policy wonk, and she's been turned into this, like, caricature. And it was just really, I like the way they put that. I thought that was a really interesting observation.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit, or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Another interesting thing that happened today, and this was just a few hours ago, I think, Donald Trump was speaking in Nevada and was rushed off the stage. And we don't know exactly what happened. It looked like there was some kind of scuffle near the front of the room. Secret Service rushed him off. He came back a few minutes later to thank the Secret Service, said, you know, his thing about nobody said this would be easy and we're going to make America great again and there's no stopping us, whatever. And then put out a statement to a similar effect. But I don't like it when the Secret Service is having to get involved anywhere, you know, so I hope
I just wonder in these moments why he is like, why am I doing this?
He has to think that, doesn't he? I mean,
I think he has to think that.
There's nothing.
Because I don't really think he wants to be president. I've never thought that. I think he wants to win the presidency, but I do not think he wants to be president. Those are two different things.
They're very different things. And I think there have been hints at that over the past week or so. You know, he's had Mike Pence do the heavy lifting on all the policy talk. And I think that's indicative of what some of the Kasich people were saying. That basically,
yes, exactly. Like, remember when he offered it all to Kasich? He was like, you want to be vice president and we'll just let you be president. It'll be great.
Happy to outsource this work to you and put my name on things. That's kind of what he does. And so
right.
I can only imagine what goes through his mind and his family's mind. Look, as horrible as he is and has been to people during this campaign, nobody deserves that kind of fear. And I hate it for...
Yeah, that's good.
If I were on the Hillary Clinton side, something like this would be deeply disturbing to me because it would be this reminder of like what you're doing and how much risk it involves. And so another reason that I'm hopeful that this just ends soon.
This was my point about Kim Kardashian I made the other day. That doesn't have anything to do with politics, but I feel really bad for her. I mean, sister, you're talking someone who's built a $1 million empire on social media, and she has not made a post in over a month. Since that happened, since she was robbed, she has not done a thing. That's crazy.
Yeah, trauma. I mean,
yeah.
No one is immune from trauma.
I feel bad for Kimmy. I really do. And I'm not a Kim Kardashian. I mean, I'm not like, I don't hate her. I think a lot of people, what people project about how they feel about Kim Kardashian is sexism more than anything else. But like, I'm not like, I don't have her app. I don't follow her on Instagram or whatever. I just feel really bad for her.
I don't think there's a graceful transition from Kim Kardashian to Russia. So I'm just going to just take the hard turn here. Another thing I wanted to mention is that it's getting very obvious to me. And it probably should have been obvious before now. But like, I mean, Vladimir Putin is very frightening. So today we're learning that Russia has moved, is moving an aircraft carrier off the coast of Syria, and the carrier will get to the coast of Syria at about the same time that the Assad regime is closing humanitarian corridors out of Aleppo. And so it looks like Russia and the Assad regime are positioned for heavy airstrikes on Aleppo. And I feel like this sort of international game of risk is escalating while we're over here fretting about Trump and Clinton. And someone is going to have a real challenge in short order. And if you're the Obama administration, I guess this is my question for you, Sarah. If you are in the Obama administration and you're probably hoping that this can all just sort of hang in the balance until there's a new president, what do you do? I mean, what is the reaction to this kind of real display of force from Russia?
I mean, this is where I lean way more heavily towards the Hillary Clinton foreign policy approach. Listen, my girl's a hawk. It's not like, let's not dress it up as anything other than what it is. And I'm not saying she just drops bomb at a moment's notice, but I think that I'm excited for her to get in here and deal with Putin. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think she's going to do? I mean, what's the approach going to be with Putin?
I mean, I don't think that I'm not inside her brain, and I'm certainly not inside her brain on foreign policy, but I think she will take a much harder line than Obama did. And I think that that's what Mr. Putin needs.
I'm interested to see who she will choose as her Secretary of State.
Yeah, me too.
You have to have, I mean, there was this discussion for a while that it might be Joe Biden. And as much as I respect Joe Biden, I think that would be a very bad call for that position, because I think you need a
I thought he said that was not going to happen. I think he said something publicly like,
Yeah, I saw that he said that too. I mean, I think you need a totally different style and demeanor and personality than John Kerry. And again, no disrespect to John Kerry. This is a different ballgame. And
whatever. I don't think John Kerry's been that good of a Secretary of State.
I don't think
that's disrespectful. I said, I don't think he's been a very good Secretary of State. I don't think that's disrespectful. I just think that's an honest critique.
I think he's been ineffective with Vladimir Putin. I mean, I I'm not, I don't know who would be effective with Vladimir Putin. So we got to try something different. That's my perspective on it. I think he's tried. I don't think he's incompetent either. It's just this is not working. Something has got to change here.
Definitely. Well, something's going to change no matter what after Election Day. That's for sure.
Well, and I guess that's the question. There's a long time in terms of what can happen in the Middle East between November 9th and January 20th, is it? So, what are we going to do in the meantime? Because this is getting serious.
Speaking of getting serious, would you like to talk about my letter?
It is completely up to you. If you want to talk about your letter, let's do it.
Well, you said you were mad too, so I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it. But so this is what happened, y'all. It's not really my letter, truthfully. It's aimed a little more heavily at the girl in my hometown that is running for mayor. But in Paducah, at the Republican National Headquarters, they taped a letter to the window, and it reads in part, I will not read the whole thing, but the local GOP candidates are community members involved in established businesses and activities of real substance. They have skin in the game. Contrast this with the flavor of the day Democrats who flit in and out of the picture with multiple short-lived ventures, spouting vague, meaningless phrases, or live off the public purse. They make a profession of concealing what they really stand for. Unlike old-fashioned Kentucky hard work values, persevering through the tough times, they snatch credit for the hard efforts of others. If Paducah is at a tipping point, likely to soar or crash, it isn't just a coincidence, but the product of long-term efforts. So they talk about Brandy, the woman who's running for mayor, and then says, she and Sarah Stewart Holland are liberal rising stars the Democrats have been grooming for office stealthily for a period of years. They use fancy words without substance or meaning. What is healthcare innovator or creative problem solver, a community advocate, or even professional? Sounds like a community organizer. They hide the socialist liberal ideas they espouse, trying to present a conservative professional face. They jump to claim credit for the real works of others, promoted by state and national money and beholden to them to support their alien ideas of who we are while they adhere to the values of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Greg Stembo. When in office, they mainly try to spend the fruits of the labors of others or encumber through debt.
So it was taped to the window of their headquarters. Was it distributed beyond that? We just had a brief text exchange, so I'm catching up on the details.
I do not know. I do not know. It's being distributed over Facebook. I can tell you that much.
What's been the Facebook reaction so far?
I don't know. I just had a friend who said that he saw it and he sent it to me. I have not stumbled upon it myself.
Would you like me to give you my reaction as a Republican?
I would.
I, first of all, don't understand the melodrama here. These are local races. Again, I say this all the time about my dad, who is the judge executive of the county that I grew up in. Like, it does not matter what my dad thinks about, say, the death penalty. It matters what he thinks about parks, you know, because there are different roles. And we've got to get everybody back to civics class because, I mean, it just feels like we're completely unaware of what roles and responsibilities people have in different levels of office. I also just think, just stick to the issues, whatever they are. But this idea, it's just such a personal assault in a way that I think is so unflattering. And it reinforces the image of the Republican Party as three generations ago. That's what this reads like to me, that it's three generations ago. And I think that's really unfortunate. I understand that people have different perspectives on professional experiences and what qualifies people for office and what doesn't. There are ways to talk about that are so much more constructive than this again, melodrama of like, just like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And then I love that Greg Stembo is on that list. For people who aren't in Kentucky, Greg Stembo is a representative who's been in the House in Kentucky for a long time.
He's the House Majority Leader, so he's a high-ranking Democrat.
A very controversial figure in Kentucky politics, but it's hilarious
to
me.
I ain't hitching my wagon to his star, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. So, and you're being stealthily groomed. I will say, like, congrats on being a rising star, though. I think that's exciting.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
There's not much worse than a dry and itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
I mean, here is what bothers me. First and foremost, the mayoral race and the city commission race are nonpartisan. That's the first thing that bothers me. The second thing that bothers me is no one in my life has ever described me as stealth. I host a national political podcast in which I say, "This is Sarah from the left," twice a week, and it's on the internet. So I don't really know what's stealth about that. And the sort of implication that our business experience is all made up, or, you know, I don't have a 9-to-5 job for years because I stay home. I work part-time and work flexible stuff so I can be with my kids. So I don't really, sort of insulting from the traditional party of family values, that I'm being sort of dressed down for not meeting these other business requirements or whatever that is. It's just the whole thing makes me so angry. You know, as I'm like out there knocking on doors. I mean, the good news is it doesn't, none of that stuff. I don't think anybody, I have had a couple people sort of ask me about Brandy's background and my background. And look, I say the minute somebody answers me, like, I don't say, "What party do you want me to be?" or "It's nonpartisan." I say, "I'm a Democrat." Like, it's not like I'm trying to hide it. I'd rather be authentic. I'm full Casey Musgraves. I'd rather lose for what I am than win for what I ain't. So it just really bothers me.
think this ties in with a Facebook message that we received today from Kate, and among other really interesting things, she said there's a part of her that wishes the parties could just go away. She recognizes sort of the issues with that, but it's so frustrating how polarized we are and how much, I mean, the fact that partisan politics is creeping up in your city commission race is, that's silly, right? So I guess I wonder what your perspective on that is, because in some ways it would be nice to be able to have all races be like yours, where you're not going to have a D or an R next to you mm-hmm. on the ballot. I see two problems with that. One, I think that a party-less society could lead to even more extreme single-issue voting in a way that's unhealthy. And the second thing that I worry about is that it could take us into an even more personality-driven political populist culture. Yeah, and where there's more potential for sort of demagoguery and less focus on issues. Those are my two worries. On the other hand, I mean, I definitely see the appeal, because this is dumb.
Yeah, it's really dumb. And it just, I mean, I think that I can see the appeal, but there's just so many structural things that the parties provide, from fundraising to, and I mean, I don't know if I was groomed as a rising star. I'm assuming he's referencing Emerge, which was an incredibly helpful program to go through. Although that doesn't necessarily have to be organized by party. It's just, there's all these sort of structural things that help you if you're running for office, and help organize fundraising and field work and all these things. There also can be, you know, sort of bullshit gatekeeping too. So there's that. I think there's ups and downs. I just think that to completely abandon the party system, there would be sort of too many things, not just how people are making voting decisions, but actually how people run for office and sort of how they decide to run for office, who's encouraging them, who's supporting them, who's training them. Like, all that would get lost if we didn't have the party. So I don't really know how that would work.
It reminds me a little bit of, I've been in professional associations before where ostensibly the purpose of the association is to sort of bring people together from similar industries or with similar experiences to share information and create ideas. But some of those become so much about the association itself that you sort of lose mm-hmm. the benefit of belonging. It's just, it becomes more about like our structure and our bylaws and our awards and all of this stuff that has nothing to do with the reason you join in the first place. I think that might be where the parties have gotten. You know, when you see a letter like this, you have to ask, what's the guiding light of this party? And while I'm sure that there are wonderful Republicans in Paducah and, you know, across Kentucky who are in it for the right reasons, if you're this kind of amped up about local races in a partisan way, that just seems like a real waste of what the party is supposed to be doing there.
Yeah.
And I think that is a microcosm, right, for the larger scale. I mean, that you could stretch that out and turn it into Paul Ryan and John McCain and Kelly Ayotte and others doing this dance to figure out, how do I support Donald Trump without supporting him? Because it's more about the party, but they don't want it to be totally about the party. You know, all of those pressures of the party have become so overblown, maybe because the parties have become too much about the parties instead of about the platforms or actual governance.
Well, on that note, we will wrap up our coverage. We're getting so close. I mean, really, what? One more show before? Yeah. Shoo. So we will be back with more coverage leading up to the presidential election. And until then, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Leave us an iTunes review or become a supporter of the show at PantsyPoliticsShow.com. Keep it nuanced, y'all.